This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The president's new executive order on travel restrictions to this country that he signed this morning has noticeably removed Iraq from the list of affected countries. There are now six on that list, not seven. Rami Rahayem is correspondent for the BBC. We got him via Skype in Erbil. That's up in northern Iraq. Thanks for coming on the program.
Hello. Nice to speak to you.
You were up in Mosul over the weekend. Tell me what it's like up there in the parts of that city that have been liberated, I guess.
We got to Kokhjali, this neighborhood. Life appears to be coming back slowly. We saw a marketplace. People were selling CDs, music CDs. They were also complaining about the services in the city, especially about water. And the main water pipes have been broken, damaged during the fighting. So the eastern part now, which is under Iraqi government control, is in very urgent need of a solution for the water problem.
You said before we turned the microphones on that you had been to several camps for internally displaced persons. What's that like? What did you see there?
Well, the one I went to a couple of days ago on Saturday is called Hammam al-Alil. This is an area just south of Mosul, and the numbers are staggering. We're talking possibly 10,000 a day during the past few days. We're also talking about 50,000 since the battle for Western Mosul started last month, but probably more than half of that just in the last few days. So we're talking a sudden upsurge as the battle intensifies for Western Mosul. With such a situation, the authorities as well as NGOs are struggling to provide for these people coming out, and then they have to move them from the camp, which is now at full capacity, to other camps closer to Erbil, for example, which have been established for much longer and where conditions are much better.
I'm not sure if you've heard the news from the States this morning, the new travel executive order that's out from the president and taking Iraq off that list. Part of the reason he said was because Iraq is a partner with the United States in operations like Mosul. What is the perspective, do you think, of the people up there who are actually dealing with it on this travel ban and the way the Trump administration has been going about it?
Well, it's all been quite messy and chaotic. I'm sure I don't need to tell you. But in terms of Iraq, it's even more complicated. You've got many people working with the Iraqi government from the American army. So you have a very close relationship, a military relationship between Iraq, the government of Iraq, and the government of the United States. I think that's the number one complicating factor. It just doesn't look good. But right now, the immediate reaction to the news coming out today was one of relief. The Iraqi foreign ministry said that this is a very welcome step and it will safeguard what they call the strategic relationship between the two countries.
Rami, thanks so much. That's Rami Rahayem, the BBC Arabic correspondent. We got him in Erbil, Iraq.
Thank you. Pleasure.